right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for silence to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it.
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Fuck, oh, fuck,
just take all you want.
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Oh, baby. Can't get enough of your love. Yeah.
Are you doing the whole show as the Love Master?
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Is that supposed to be Barry White? Is that what that's supposed to be?
It's not good. It's not good.
Do you know the Love Master? Who's
you
that stand-up
You need,
comedian?
Like, deeper bass.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Can't get enough of your love, baby. Like, you need a...
But that was kind of like Barry White.
Meets
Elvis.
Elvis
Chef. That was weird. There's a lot going on there.
Took on the choke. It's your love,
babe.
All right, now that we lost all of our listeners.
Well, I think we have sufficiently entertained the audience.
Well, yeah. I think it's important that we
start up now.
I think it's important that we welcome everyone to the spectacular 300th episode.
Wait. I'm having breaking news right here.
Uh-oh.
I don't believe this is 300.
No.
I'm actually seeing one of our producers off screen. Is this actually episode 299.1? I believe it's 299.1.
This is an outrage.
Define outrage. If you mean things we entirely expected and in fact speculated at last week, then you are correct.
It's an outrage because it actually happened when we made a joke about it, and now it's come to pass. It's like we're a joke.
We're like prophets.
Yeah, joke prophets.
Yeah.
Our jokes come to pass.
Hopefully it doesn't pass as difficult as a kidney stone.
Ooh.
Breaking news. Hold on. Breaking news. Yes. I have breaking news. Joe Quesada trampled to death by kangaroos.
I did not hear that.
That's a funny joke.
That's not true.
So it may happen.
I see what you did there.
All right. Fair enough.
Just saying.
All right.
But actually, this is episode 299.1.
It is.
Yeah. And it is...
sponsored by ThinkGeek.com.
Love ThinkGeek.
Your friends over at ThinkGeek.com have a world of geeky products for every realm of your life. Home, office, toys, kitchen, games, gadgets, stuff. ThinkGeek.com. ThinkGeek.com.
You said that twice.
I know. ThinkGeek.com.
Ah, there you go.
This is the part where he reads off really fast all the side effects.
Side effects may include incontinence.
Bankruptcy.
That is one of the things that Joe causes.
Incontinence.
Yeah.
May cause suicidal tendencies in teens.
Too much. Too much. Too much with the anal leakage.
Never heard anal leakage on an ad.
Really? It's like every major prescription has anal leakage.
I've never heard that.
It's either anal leakage or erections last longer than 8 hours.
I think it's 8 hours. I think it's three. And then you should consult your doctor immediately. Right.
That said, you get no side effects but joy from going over to thinkgeek.com. Right. So... there you go.
I think we should move forward. Man.
We will, and we'll get to Think Geek a little later on.
Sure enough.
So it is 299.1. It's actually quite pleasant
because it is.
It is.
That's the episode.
Yep. It is quite pleasant.
It is quite pleasant.
We have a window open. Yeah. No air on. The fan is on.
We can hear your kids screaming from all the way up here.
Apparently, it's fall in August.
I know.
It's amazing weather, though.
It's summer.
It is.
It is amazing.
It's
I'd
stupid.
Rather have this.
It's like three days of spring. It's really freaking hot.
Yeah, remember?
It's gonna be nice.
Hey, we had 10 days of heat.
We did.
As soon as fall hits, there's going to be a blizzard.
Yeah,
I just have that feeling.
Oh, don't say that.
The last 2 years, hasn't Halloween been canceled because of
snowstorms?
Because
of 100-year storms.
Yeah. Right.
Last year's 100-year storm, I was out of power for like 2 weeks.
The year before,
I was out for like 9 days.
Right.
And the year before that,
it's been fun.
Lost my basement.
It has been fun. All right.
What's in the news?
All right.
I assume you have some news.
Well, normally this is where we would do trailers.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, please.
Listen. Let's all go
until
to
you
the
actually
lobby
email that, which you
get
won't. We're not going to permit you to sing it.
You can use that for Eat Stuff. You know, when that comes out somewhere around Because Geek Stuff episode 600.1.
Yeah.
But until then.
$5.99.
Exactly.
Eat Stuff segment tonight on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
No. You're not allowed to cross.
Oh, yes,
no,
I can.
You cannot cross-pollinate.
What are you, backdoor piloting this the show?
So this is where we would normally do trailer talk, but no trailers this week.
Nope.
So let's talk about
fortune. Were there really no trailers?
No, not really. No.
Nothing anyone cared about.
Do we see anything? Oh, no. I'm definitely going to talk about a trailer.
Okay, we'll get there.
Isn't it now, though, the trailers?
Well, but that's kind of like, you're kind of like piggybacking onto Elysium.
No, not really.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a trailer that I saw.
All
it's,
right, go
it's,
for it.
It's for a movie called The Grandmaster.
Oh, I saw that trailer on the television.
Yeah, this is
yesterday.
Actually, true. It's actually a semi-true, but probably Hong Konged up story.
The dude who trained Bruce
Lee,
The guy who trained Bruce Lee,
yeah, or one of the guys who trained Bruce Lee.
Now, Bruce Lee or Bruce Leroy?
No, Bruce Lee.
Oh, I should make sure.
Yes. Bruce Leroy, friend of this program.
Show
enough. So, that trailer looked amazing.
It did look pretty cool.
On the opposite side of the Asian or Oriental spectrum,
whoa,
would be...
I don't think Oriental is acceptable.
I think Oriental is okay when talking about products.
Yeah.
So a movie is a product, it could be considered Oriental. Like a rug or a vase. If you were talking about a person,
no,
that would be...
I'm talking about a film.
All right.
To reintroduce... The flip side of the Grandmaster trailer would be the 47 Ronin trailer
with
Keanu Reeves. Blue Reeves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Emotionless, huh?
Wow. And I thought
there's a joke in there that's really racist.
And I thought Last Samurai crossed the line. So
I actually enjoyed Last
I did too.
Samurai,
I did too.
So.
No, I mean I'm talking about initially.
The
first trailer came out for Last Samurai. We were like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But this I don't think any trailer is going to clear this one up.
No, it's a little weird.
I actually thought it was the first trailer for Bill and Ted 3.
I know.
I heard they're actually
feudal
doing
Japan.
That. They are doing that.
Yeah, they are doing that.
The script is, what's his name? Keanu just had another update a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
the script is in like a third revision right now.
There you go.
But
no
this is
not it.
No Rufus. No,
no
they're actually
well,
that's why it's in revision again.
Oh really?
They're trying to figure out a way to.
Gotcha.
No
Rufus.
That no
that's
Rufus.
Really sad.
It is sad.
No Rufus.
Good dude.
No Rufus.
Rufus
I'm
no
not.
Bill and Ted.
That's it.
Exactly.
No Rufus. No Bill and Ted. Another trailer.
Yes.
Well, let's not call it a trailer. Let's call it the Comic-Con footage.
Yes.
Of
Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Amazingly enough. Now, I don't know if this is intentional or maybe Disney is just cool like that. They haven't actually pulled it.
I know.
Because I posted it the other day, and I watched my inbox.
Waiting for the cease and desist.
Waiting for the please pull this.
Yeah.
The footage looks great.
It really does.
Yeah, it looks
good. Here's the problem with it, though.
All right.
The prop, two
it's
things.
Really low resolution.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I'm joking.
That's camera phones.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah, camera
that's
phones
not the one I'm talking about, though. The problem I'm referring to is exactly what OG just said. Is that, look, Disney is cool with it. Well, if Disney is so fucking cool with it,
why not release it?
How about release it?
How about a D23? That might have been an appropriate.
Yeah, how about, there you go.
To all of us?
D23, or as I call it, nothing.
No, yeah. The D stands for disappointment.
Yeah, no kidding. And it was way more than 23.
The only exciting thing to come out of D23 was a tease at something. It was Orange Harvest.
That's
that it.
Orange Harvest was, and you know what? All things being equal, that was some funny shit.
Yeah, I'm down with
that. That was some funny shit. I can't wait to go to that Star Wars park whenever it opens. I hope I'm alive.
Well, the bad / good news for that is that apparently all the Orange Harvest stuff is geared at Disneyland, not Disney World. So the Disney World stuff is going to be a subsequent.
Oh, really?
Thing. I think they're going to do Disneyland first.
Really?
It might take longer for us to get it in Florida. No. Not that we're in Florida, but we happen to be closer to Florida.
I'd like to take this opportunity, OG, to invite you and to invite you, Scapegoat, to journey with me in 2015 to Anaheim, California.
For
Celebration 7, I think.
We'll see what 2015 brings.
Are we expecting a
we'll see what
announcement, OG? Something?
I may be dead by the statistics show.
One of us in this room
could be dead.
Dead by the time the next Star Wars movie comes out.
That's true.
So let's go back to Guardians real quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The best part of, well, there are two things that I think were really significant in that trailer.
Okay.
First of all, there was humor in that trailer.
Yep.
Which
yep.
I'm 100% down with.
Because you have to have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to.
And a raccoon with a machine gun.
Yeah,
so,
Rocket Raccoon looked awesome.
Looked awesome.
And the announcement this week that Vin Diesel is doing Groot.
Correct.
Very exciting.
Now, the Groot thing, right, I'm okay with either play out of this scenario.
Okay.
But the thing people glommed on was, why are they going to pay this guy all this money to say, I am Groot for 2 hours? Which is entirely possible. However, let's not forget that prior to modern Groot, let's go back even a handful of years to Annihilation Conquest.
Right.
Groot spoke, and quite well.
Yes.
Eloquently.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So it's not like Groot has never spoken.
And
but
this is an entirely different universe,
exactly.
Kids. So Groot, I'm quite sure that Vin Diesel is long past his Iron Giant days of dialogue.
Although, if all he does say is, I am Groot, and Rocket Raccoon plays translator, like he kind of does in the book. I'm also okay with that.
That would be funny.
Hopefully,
too.
Rocket Raccoon is a good
voice. But they haven't announced the voice yet.
They're doing. No. They're doing. It's not called performance capture, right? Which is like motion capture. But
I think they are
right
him. I think so.
So it's not just like he's going to go in a recording booth.
No.
Say I'm Groot.
Rocket
four
Raccoon
times.
Looks awesome.
Drax looks
totally
awesome.
True.
Drax looks amazing. Dave Bautista, professional wrestler. Dave Bautista. As Drax, awesome.
Looks awesome.
Couldn't pick out another character out of the footage enough to have a positive or negative experience on it.
Star-Lord.
But yeah, I picked him out, but I didn't get enough to really get a feel. Was Nova in there?
Okay, so let's talk about that. I don't think Nova was in that footage.
Okay.
However, in the images that have been online, and they're on our website as well, and you can see them in that footage, the Nova Corps
is
very much present, which we knew anyway.
Okay.
But the Nova Corps outfits look amazing. I hope we see Nova in this movie. Even if it's a stinger,
I hope
Nova is in this movie.
I think the first criticism that I've heard is that they look too much like the Stallone era Judge Dredd costumes.
All right. I will say that there is certainly a resemblance. That being said, the Nova Corps kind of look like Judge Dredd.
Totally. Totally.
Characters. Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm really very excited. You know, I this is a book I've been talking about in this program long time ago when it was underground and, you know, Marvel wasn't messing with it.
Right.
Sticking things in it all the time. Don't need to be there. This was a great underground space opera book, and I'm really excited to see it coming to the big screen.
Before we move on from Marvel movies.
Uh-huh. We're in
Marvel
trailers.
Characters. I know, but I just wanted to mention something. Did you guys read that Hugh Jackman was offered, was it $100 million to appear in 4 more X-related films?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, I believe it's $100 million, 4 more X-related films.
And did he say yes?
I don't know. I think
why
it
would he not
today.
Say yes?
Why would he not
say
yes? Exactly.
An appear could mean anything. And hello, X-Men First Class, an appearance.
He could appear in X-Force.
Yeah.
You know, he could appear in whatever the
I don't think they mean just like
No.
You don't know.
I mean, but you know what? That character's still, you know, acting takes place for that character. It's not just, you know, like he's selling out to be a superhero.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Not.
Acting happens.
And as far as I'm concerned,
I'd like to do a quick impression of
a
matter
between them all.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that as well.
I'd like do a quick impression of a Wolverine appearance. I'm Charles Xavier. Go fuck yourself.
That was great.
Appearance. $25 million. See ya.
But it was great. It really added to that movie. It was all awesome.
Right. Let's move to Elysium.
Let's
that
do that.
I did not see.
Yes, let's do
but
that.
But you did.
Right onto the feature.
So we're going to go with There Are Spoilers Coming Right Now.
Right.
Spoiler alert. Don't we have one of those? Or did I not send you
I
that
one? I don't
think
I have that one.
Oh, man. I'm a slacker.
That's not a spoiler.
You know,
that's not a spoiler.
Or a surprise. You know what? When we get through the Begathon and we've upgraded, I'm going to make sure that you have every single thing.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. And then I think we're going to start trading off
every single thing. Point one.
We're going to start trading off editing duties.
Okay.
Between the three of us.
All right.
Yeah, between the two of you guys, that totally makes
between
sense.
Between the three of
us. But yeah, Elysium. Pretty so
the show up each week, which I give him credit for.
Yeah.
But just a little bit more behind the scenes contribution.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. You're right.
No,
you're
I'm
right.
I'm teasing.
No.
Scapegoat does help me out quite often.
No, let's
behind
be honest.
The scenes.
Let's be honest. Yep. Tweet views.
Let's be honest. What's the last blog entry you made, sir?
Never.
When's the last time you actually posted on something with your name on it?
The talent, sir.
The talent. Okay.
And so what am I?
Talent usually includes writing.
Am I not the talent, then?
You are somewhere between the talent and the producer. You
okay.
are the middleman. You are the OG.
Oh, okay.
Right. You're the OG.
This was established years ago.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
In the treaty. So Elysium. So first of all, see it in IMAX. If you're going to go see it in IMAX because it is audio, and I'm going to leave with that, and visually awesome.
All right.
Totally awesome. Really well done. I think the way Neil Blomkamp, or whatever, blends, you know, the CG elements and the other special effects elements together and makes it feel very realistic. Like you could look out and I totally get it. I could totally see that is really well done. There isn't, you know, a lot of movies have that, like you look and you're like, nah, they could have used another couple of minutes to marinate. Yeah. No, really visually, really well done. Shot interestingly, except one time where they do this thing that I still don't like in Bourne Identity where like, I don't know what's happening in this fight scene. It's just shaking.
Right.
Like someone handed the camera to some kid. They're like, hold this for a second. And it's just shaking all over the place. Yeah. But other than that, really shot well. The soundtrack is amazing, if not a combination between other soundtracks that I find amazing.
Right.
Because it's like, let's take a little from over here and a little from over here.
Not directly derivative from other soundtracks that we enjoy.
No, but it's really good. And the acting, except for one character, Jesus, well, that's awful. I'm going to let you take that.
It's
pretty good. No. Matt Damon does a pretty good job.
I like Matt Damon.
I think my
Copley.
Problem with it is
it was all that Copley.
No,
did.
Copley's amazing. That guy in
too.
A-Team and in District 9. I mean, District 9 is a movie that I really, really like.
Yeah, and when you see A-Scene, I'm going to kill you.
That's actually not that bad.
I know.
But the problem for me with this movie is the plot.
Okay.
And if you delve deep into it and you really start thinking about it, it doesn't really make sense. And that's my problem with it. And it really just ends up being a Jesus story. And, you know, as much as I like biblical, you know, references as much as everybody else.
Stay tuned for books.
But it's just a little too much.
A little too preachy?
A little too much.
So is he Jesus then?
He ends up dying so that he could save everybody.
All right.
And give them free medical care.
Right.
So, I mean,
spoiler!
Kinda. Well, we said that at the beginning of the segment. So, I mean, kind of, yeah.
You know, it's not really until they nail him to the cross that you're really like, Jesus,
wow, yeah,
with the allegory already.
No, they don't nail him to the cross. But it's, you know, you're really made to care. I like the beginning. It draws you into the world, you know, where it's not that nothing's happening, but you're getting a feel for it all and all that kind of stuff. There's minor technical things that bother me. Like, one of the guys is over the top, and he plays it really well. I think he's a Latin American origin.
Right.
And he's like his friend who does the illegal, you know, he's like the coyote, if you will, to space. Like, to fly them up to Elysium, or also known as Halo.
When they took the crown of barbed wire and shoved it down on his head,
no,
like, that's when, for me...
But,
But that's clearly a little dubbed, which throws me off from a technical perspective. But it's really, if you delve deep into the story, you're like, but he could have just, why didn't, that kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
And I don't want to go too deep into spoilers and pick apart everything. That's what I leave for Pacific Rim. But overall, visually enjoyable, sure. But to me, the story leaves something to be like, they could have used one more revision.
So you would say people should probably still go see it overall, though?
If you really want to see something that I think is visually awesome,
right,
and it sounds good,
right,
some good fight scenes in there, all that kind of stuff, totally. But if you're like District 9, where it's going to have all that plus a plot that really makes you think, that's a little deep, that's emotional, that's done a little differently, at least in my opinion, then no, you're not going to find that here.
Right, plus, if you didn't see Jodie Foster's I Quit speech,
there we go.
This is the movie that brings it home.
There you go. So that's the one performance we're talking about. She switches up accents about three times.
Nice.
Because
nice.
She plays, you know, the...
She doesn't have an accent.
Does she do Nell at all in the movie? Because that would make me go sick.
No, it's literally, she's trying to... She's like the high-class security person for Elysium, right? And she does the things that no one else quite can. You know, that kind of thing. And like, she shoots down ships as opposed to rerouting them and deporting them. She's like, just kill them. But she goes... like in between high class British and like a little bit of French is being spoken, and then it's just really bad,
awful,
really poor performance.
Wow,
really,
just
really
think,
bad.
Think what's his name, James Edward Olmos in
he's awesome
in Blade Runner, like
okay.
But it's all in English instead of mixed up languages.
All right, fair enough.
No, she does a pretty poor job.
All right.
Doesn't totally detract from the movie because it's who cares. But
yeah, and she quit acting. What the shit?
Maybe she shot this first. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe she was in the movie, but she said she was quitting acting.
Right.
So that's exactly what happened.
Right. She had decided in the middle of her performance,
I'm going to quit acting.
This is what Netflix is for, people.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what Netflix
maybe
is
when the
for.
Director went a bit more French, she's like, fuck this. I'm out of this whole business. Fuck. What have I been here? 40 years? I'm out.
No, but in all seriousness, fun to watch, not fun to think about.
I'll wait for Netflix.
That's what I'll put it
That's in. What Netflix is for.
That's what Netflix is for. If you have a really nice TV in your house,
yeah,
totally. All but right. I'm listening to the soundtrack, and that's good.
Good.
That's what I got for them. But I am excited. I have not lost faith in Neil yet.
No.
He has a movie called Chappie
right.
coming out.
Yeah, I've
and there's
heard
been
that.
A lot of things about how District 10 is, there's like already a treatment in place, and he may do it, but he really likes working on original stories, so who knows. But yeah, Chappie is his next one, and I believe it's going to also have Charlotte Copley, who I like. And according to a press release, it tells the story of, quote, a robot imbued with artificial intelligence who was stolen by two local gangsters who want to use him for their own nefarious purposes, end quote. And it also have, if anyone knows who D'Antwoord is, none of you,
no.
Really crazy South African rap group, really okay. funny and really over the top. They're going to be in it. And it's also inspired by one of his shorts, just like District 9 was.
Right. Okay.
So could be good. Who
cool.
knows? I'll be seeing that, too.
Nice.
I'll still have a little bit of faith, but not as much as I did.
Well, you know,
with Elysium.
It's
sophomore blues, sir.
It's
sophomore slump.
Let's play it. If Chappie's good, we're back. You know
right.
what I mean? If it's not, then it was a one-off. District 9 was...
As long as he doesn't have Night Shyamalan, we're all right.
Well, he has done that. I'm not going to compare those two people at all.
Yeah, because you'd have to have a really good movie to start with in order to be, you know, comparing...
Did you not like District 9?
No. I'm talking about using M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, I liked Sixth Sense.
Oh,
and
you
I liked
mean
Unbreakable?
No, he was
Unbreakable. Second movie or third?
Second, wasn't it? It was one after Sixth.
He had a freshman slump.
Freshman slump, sophomore hit.
Yeah,
and then after, he was benched
no one,
after
no
that.
No one knows what happened there.
I didn't hate The Village.
Yeah, I didn't hate Signs, but it really wasn't.
No,
good.
I hated Signs. I liked The Village, and I liked
what was the one
Unbreakable.
With the, yeah. What was the one after The Village? The one with
Lady
the,
in the Water?
Yeah, Lady in the Water. All right, let's move
Ugh.
On. Let's talk a little bit about the TARDIS. Can we talk about the TARDIS, just briefly?
Yeah.
So Google Maps, I guess, although I couldn't actually get it to work, I had to backdoor into the TARDIS. But
a backdoor talk again this week.
The Google Maps, now you can explore the TARDIS in Google Maps. So if you're in this one particular map, I guess, somewhere, they actually have just, you know, a police box on the map. And if you click on it, you should be able to go inside and explore it. But for whatever reason, the version of Google Maps that I had didn't work. And a lot of people were having this problem. So people just started posting the link to directly inside. But there's nothing really too much to it. It's just kind of cool.
It's supposed to be an Easter egg.
Yeah, that's it. It's just kind of neat, you know.
That's and pretty
it's,
funny.
And it's the 11th Doctor's TARDIS, so it's, you know, it's supposed to be the current iteration of the TARDIS.
So just so everyone's aware, yeah. I have now started watching Doctor Who.
And?
It's still I said this once before why I wasn't watching it.
Yes.
Quirky and British and a little over the top.
Yes.
Still quirky and British and a little over the top.
It is.
But what's interesting is I like, right now I'm with David Tennant, who is the 10th?
He's 11th? The 10th.
10th? Doctor?
He's the 10th. Sort of the 11th.
Ah, thanks for that. Really appreciate that. Yeah, he's the 10th Doctor. Right now, I think Donna, who I already saw in one of the Christmas specials, is coming back as a companion. I don't know. But the point is, there are some really well, and I know everyone knows this episode, but I never saw it. There's some really well-written, interesting stuff that they do, like Blink, to me, which is deal with time travel and think about it in a different way. You know, who I know, that's Stephen Moffat. I don't know how to pronounce his name, who now does... Yeah. Sherlock and all that stuff, and that's really interesting. And then there are other ones that are like a little over the top, but still kind of fun, because I like David Tennant. I think he's a really good actor, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then there are ones like what I'm watching right now, which is about adipose industries, and it's a pill, and then everyone turns into fat blobs, and it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? So some episodes, I'm like, I'm doing something else at the same time, and some I'm like, wait, no, this one requires my attention. So I'm going through it. I like it in general, but to me, it's not.
What did you think of Eccleston?
The original?
Yeah, the ninth.
I liked him.
I honestly really liked
that dude. And I like that every once in a while they will reference stuff to make sure that, like, no, the show has a point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, they mention everybody's names, who was on it. They mention Martha and all that stuff and, you know, how he's not over it. And they mention, like, Christmas episodes, which, as far as I knew, were not canon, but they're like... You know, they made fun of it on the most recent Christmas episode, which I just saw, which is like the Queen is staying, but everyone else leaves England because they know shit's going to go down again. You know, like that kind of stuff I find cool. I'm glad there's some kind of continuity going on.
Absolutely.
But there's still episodes where I'm like, this is...
Yeah, there are some episodes that are ridiculous. There are some episodes that are downright hateful. Wait till you get to the episode Midnight.
Is it just bad?
I hate that episode. I just want to watch it again because my wife is watching it now. Yeah. She's catching up. And I watched it with her. And I actually left to go do dishes in the middle of that episode because I was like, I don't want to sit through this again. So, yeah.
Wow.
But you have some really good stuff to come. You have some really hokey stuff to come.
There is a lot of hokey.
But, you know, you take the good with the bad. Overall, I think it's still a pretty good show. Speaking of BBC and David Tennant, though.
Yes.
Broadchurch.
Yeah.
First episode was awesome.
Was it?
I liked it a lot.
What I'm upset about is that Fox has already said they're going to remake it in the U.S.
That's an abomination.
Yeah, already.
Why can't American people watch other people speak English on television? It's already well written. It's already well acted. It's already well done. It's already well shot.
They say dirty words.
There's no reason.
Not only that.
They say dirty words.
But give it a chance. Like... At least sometimes in America, when we choose to bastardize other people's good television, we at least wait for it to have a couple of seasons, or perhaps rap.
Not anymore. Not anymore. There are a lot of networks who are taking foreign shows and redoing them. But here's the thing. So, like, for example, there's a show called The Killing, I want to say, that's now on AMC. And apparently it's, like, really slow but really well-plotted crime, whatever. And I think it's originally, sorry, anybody, Swedish, I want to say. I think it's from Sweden. And after series one came out in Sweden, they made season one. Like, there were two series there, they made one. But I understand remaking that. One, you're not going to be able to pronounce the names of the cities over there.
Sure.
So it's like Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. I get the remake, even as quick as it was. I understand that American audiences will not watch
country.
A TV show with closed captioning. I get it. But frickin' England?
I don't...
Really? That's like if they said, we're going to redo Doctor Who, but...
Look at the way England is ripping off Law and Order.
I gotta say though, that's actually really good.
Stories.
Is it?
It is really good. Yes,
it is really good.
It is. Yeah, but if you haven't been watching Law and Order for 20 years, like most people haven't, you won't remember this story.
Oh, people don't watch Law and Order. Oh,
so, all right. Well, I'm gonna say, without obviously knowing anything about the U.S. version, other than the fact that it may or may not be coming.
That's all they said.
I'm gonna say, watch the BBC version.
Yeah.
The first episode was really good.
Yeah.
The second episode actually airs tonight. So.
Well. It airs tonight if you're watching on BBC America.
Yeah.
If you're not watching, if you have another place, you can see the entire first series.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's already out there. It looks good.
There you go.
I will spoil it all for you one episode ahead.
That's how,
every week at the end.
That's how I watch.
I won't do
Downton Abbey.
Right.
Yeah, just like Michelle Obama did.
Oh, sorry, Jesus. Let's what? Talk about
did she the... illegally download down there?
No, they sent her a copy because she was impatient and she's like, I really like it.
Yeah.
And they, I believe they sent her a DVD of the series that wasn't out yet.
What?
Yeah.
Let's Perks. Talk about instead of stealing other people's shows, how about just importing them and showing them on American television?
I like that.
Isn't that you what
like
we that? Were talking
now,
about?
I don't know that you're gonna like this show, because to me it sounds like shite, but I like the idea behind it.
Uh oh.
Sci-Fi has just acquired New Zealand's hit comedy drama fantasy series.
I know it, I know it, I know it. It's wait, don't tell me. It's
Lord of the Rings with tap shoes.
No. It's Octeaster.
No. What is that?
It's when octopuses fall from the sky in a huge northeastern storm. Octeaster.
No.
It's like Sharknado.
Why would they take that from New Zealand? New Zealand wouldn't make that.
It would be like a sheepster.
Yeah, there you go.
More like.
No, this is the Almighty Johnsons.
I've actually heard of this.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard of this.
We're getting the first two seasons of the Almighty Johnsons starting in 2014. The Almighty Johnsons is about four brothers with the powers of Norse gods. Although Thor is not one of them. And Loki is not one of them.
The other Norse gods.
So there are
other ones you don't know.
But it's kind of like regular guys
Odin.
Who get the powers of Norse gods and then have to live their regular lives.
So it's like
excuse
Percy Jackson,
second,
but Norse.
Excuse me 1 second, OG. Odin and...
The raven that sits on
yes,
shoulder.
Yes, exactly. Shut up.
Can you name another one?
Sure. Cersei.
No.
Hode. Braggy.
Hode. Braggy.
Odin.
Just, yeah, but okay. He's reading off of a list.
Olr. U-L-L-R. However the hell you pronounce that.
Oh, those are, these are the four that they turn into?
And Baldr. B-A-L-D-R. Yes.
So Baldr's the big fat dude in the Thor comics.
Yes. So
believe,
there you
with
go.
With the pink outfit.
So there you go. That's the Almighty Johnson.
The other thing I know about is Mjolnir.
Mjolnir? Oh, yeah, but that's the hammer, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
The god of tools. The god of tools.
I only have one other thing I wanted to mention, and I think we can move on with the show tonight. The Sentinel had blueprints.
Ba-dong!
Yeah.
Did you see those?
I did.
So they could look kind of cool.
Trask.
I would have been more interested if they had given us a full body blueprint. Just because I want to know why there's a giant vent.
Again,
that's
with that.
For Luke to drop the bomb in.
I'm curious to know at what point in time in the design process did they think, you know what, Sentinels need attic fans.
The same, because... yeah, the same point when they were like, walkers. Right. They'll never trip.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, again, it looks cool, I guess, but I just, that vent thing bothers me. But... So, you can check out the blueprints. Those are posted over at BigCapsGeekStuff.com as well, so you can check that out. And, actually, you know what? No, one more thing. Arkham Origins.
Yes,
let's
God.
Talk about this now. Last week, we got the information on the UK Collector's Edition.
Yeah.
Right?
Which was amazing enough.
Which was great. I mean, and that Joker Batman statue, about a foot tall, really fucking cool looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Except then today.
But wait, there's more.
Then today... We got the U.S. Release. So in addition to lots of bells and whistles, bonus content, some DLC sort of content and all that kind of
stuff.
Art books.
Art books, etc. This Joker statue. Holy shit.
Unreal.
It's about a foot deep. It's a foot long and about 10 inches tall.
Yep.
LED lights.
Uh-huh.
It's the Joker leaning on the desk, kind of leaning forward with all the monitors behind him.
And it seems like they have some kind of lighting effect where they blink or light up in different sequence or something like that, from what I understand.
Looks amazing. And at $120, that's worth...
That's
pretty much worth the statue alone.
And you get the game.
And you get
a
game.
All the rest
right.
of it.
Which is probably going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the other two games
the other two
have been great.
Really good.
No. Everything I've seen... For the new game, looks great.
Yeah.
So I have nothing to believe. You know, I have no reason to believe it won't be.
I'm not lying. I'm stripping it down. I'm taking the game and the statue and eBay and the rest.
eBay and the rest. And the only problem is, I think that the game and the statue are probably going to be the two most desired pieces.
Yeah,
of the
but
puzzle.
Even so, man, there's like little bits of stuff in
you're gonna,
there.
You're gonna have. You should probably
good.
Wait because this looks like one of those limited editions where the limited actually matters.
Right. Yeah.
Not like everything is a limited edition.
Right.
Eventually, the production line stuff. This looks like one of those things where even I think the game is released September, October, right? You should probably pre-order it now if you want it.
Yeah, I would.
So I would wait right until October when everyone goes to GameStop or their local retailer or EB, not EB Games. Is that only in Canada? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, or Amazon, and they can't
available on Amazon.
They can't order it anymore.
Right.
Then you start eBaying those items.
Yeah. You know, if this is available on Amazon for pre-order, this edition, I'll post it on the web. I'll post the link on the website.
That'd be good for us.
The UK version.
Definitely use that button.
I want the UK version.
You know
what?
The UK version, in all honesty, you should check Amazon.co.uk. .co.uk. I order from them quite often, and I've never had any issues with them.
Okay.
So, I think with that, though,
yes,
we could take our first break.
Let's do it.
All right, OG and the scapegoat, we will take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.1, brought to you by Think Geek. ThinkGeek.com, your home for all sorts of geeky gadgets, goodness, and grabbables. That's a word I just created.
I like it.
And with that, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.1.
It's actually quite pleasant.
Actually quite pleasant.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you could check out one of our other sponsors, Suburban Vinyl, suburbanvinyl.com in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Yes.
Check out the storefront if you're local. They get lots of new products constantly. Uh-huh. I think they just got in that new Andrew Bell Dunny that just came out, that exclusive Dunny, which is pretty cool looking if you like Andrew Bell and you like Dunnies.
Ask for Blink and you'll get some kind of discount.
Ask for Blink and he'll give you a Big Kev's Geek Stuff postcard.
Nice! Is that free? That's a limited edition postcard.
Sure.
Because we ain't making any more of those. Because we got the new ones coming, so they are limited edition.
And then put them on eBay.
There you go. Of course, if you do shop online at suburbanvinyl.com, there is a coupon code, which is
Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your total order.
That's correct.
Good guess.
Sorry, I had
good
to look at the notes. There's so many sponsors stacking up with Big Kev coupon things. I confuse them.
So, yeah, definitely go to suburbanvinyl.com. Don't forget, of course, until the end of this month, the Matt A. Show.
Yes.
Are still on display.
Still on display. Amazing stuff.
And some exciting stuff coming up towards the middle of the year. I believe they're going to have some New York Comic Con exclusives as well this year. So we'll keep that tuned in. And I think we could probably move forward with the show.
Have we talked about our own exclusives yet?
Not yet.
We're not ready?
I'm waiting.
By the way,
I'm waiting.
Here's a spectacular tease for everybody.
Sure.
I reached her.
Oh, lovely.
And she said yes.
Oh, that's nice.
So there.
There you go.
I'm very excited about it.
I know that you are.
I don't give a shit if no one else is excited about it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay. Fair enough.
There. That's it.
Let's do
it. And Scapegoat is looking like, what the fuck are you talking
about? At this point,
that
we're
is
hoping
precisely.
That Scapegoat will be there.
I am hoping the same.
You know that if you, I'm gonna.
He'll be doing live coverage of the lobby.
I'm putting this out there.
I will park your car. No, I'm joking.
If you actually make it to New York Comic Con this year.
Yeah.
You will be setting a precedent never set by any other producer of this show.
That's true.
That's awesome.
No other producer of the show has ever come to New York Comic Con with us.
What?
I'm excited.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Not even.
Nope.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Mr. Fantastic
was
never
there
came.
One time.
Oh, I lie. The
yeah.
very first
the very
one.
First
the
one.
Very first
the very
one.
Very first New York Comic Con.
I lied.
Damn it. You
set
me up.
But no
you
one
set me
else
up to change. You set me up to change history, and then you took it away.
Well, you listen. All you I have to do is I come didn't. This year or next year, and you've set history.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Let's set expectations.
You know
to do
what?
It.
I just come 2 days.
That's right. If you come 2 days, you're breaking new ground.
All
right,
I'm in.
If you actually don't sit behind the booth, behind the curtain for the entire 8 hours.
What's the point of that?
And sleep, because that. No offense to Mr. Fantastic, but that's what he did. So,
wow, I will not be doing that.
If you actually interact with anybody that comes to the booth in any capacity, you will have broken ground.
Awesome.
Let's move forward.
Let's do it.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Books. I didn't wait long enough.
No, that's fine.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Tell me about books.
I'll make it happen.
It's the new cues that I'm... I don't understand the new cues.
I was counting on my fingers. I think they teach in kindergarten.
I do.
I know that was a long time ago for
we
him.
We use them on live television all the time. I don't understand.
Yeah, it was a long time since kindergarten. That's right.
Jesus was your teacher.
Yep. Moses was
Elysium?
Yours. Old Testament. OG Old Testament guy.
Isn't who's playing Moses?
Christian Bale
in Exodus. Yeah. Yeah.
I got, first off, a non-book thing to talk about. Marvel is celebrating the release of Infinity, which is a brand new, I believe it's an Avengers crossover book. Is that right, sir?
It is an everything crossover book.
An everything crossover book?
I think it's a general crossover.
So something they've been doing lately is they've been having, you know, because they're just trying to keep up with the Joneses, they've been having special incentive covers
right.
at your comic book dealer, most of which have been done by Scotty Young.
Right.
An artist who I thoroughly and utterly enjoy. He does the Oz books that we go on and on
Absolutely.
About. So he's been doing these special covers. Well, for this one, for Infinity, they actually released the cover, the Scotty Young cover.
Is that like an Infinity Gauntlet game?
No, it's actually, the game is called Thanos.
Nice.
And you have like these little kid versions of the Avengers. Of course, coincidentally, it's the straight up movie Avengers.
Yeah, right.
It's Hulk who's kind of sitting dejected in front of the machine with Captain America standing on his back, actually working the joystick right. and the buttons. Thor is floating nearby saying, use the turbo cosmic big blasts or eye blast. Use the cosmic eye blasts. And then Scarlet Witch is standing on the ground. She says, he's going to beat you again. Iron Man is floating up, and he's screaming, jump left. And on top of the machine, in the usual Hawkeye position, is little Hawkeye, and he's saying, hit the red button. And Cap is saying, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
It's really adorable.
It is
adorable, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got that as a little print, which they were giving out at our retailer X's shop. They were actually having a little celebration, a little Infinity party. They had cookies.
Oh, adorable.
Beverages, and you got a little print. So that's a nice thing. I wanted to call that out because I thought that was really cool.
Sure.
Yep.
And in books this week, did you get any OG?
I didn't actually make it to the store this week.
Oh, I see.
So I do not have anything yet. Although I am getting the one that's next in your pile.
Right.
At minimum.
Also this week in the cute category, on the DC side, it's Batman Little Gotham number 5. To me, it seems like this book is coming out every other week. Is this a bi-weekly book, or am I insane?
I believe that it's actually digital and being then collected in print.
Is that what it is?
So it is. It's quite possible.
Well, let me tell you, for a digital book, the art is, it looks like it's all hand-painted watercolor art. So whoever's doing it must be right quick at it.
It's, what's his name? Who's the artist?
Dustin Nguyen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but still, it seems like it should take longer to put out an issue than this.
Well, that's what he's saying. If
it's
been digitally released for a while.
Been digitally released.
For a while?
Yeah, I think it's. Huh. I think this is behind the digital release by a couple weeks.
Okay, that
you
might
know
be.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, in any event, it's a really great, it's a great little Batman book, a little cuter than other Batman books. Like, for example, Batman number 23.
Now, see, that I'm getting this
Scott way. Snyder, Greg Capullo, still bringing us some of the best Batman stories ever. This one is Zero Year,
right.
Secret City Part 3. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, this is some great origin, Batman origin stuff. I mean, what happens after or before Year Zero? We've had Year 1, we've had Year 2, we've had now Year Zero we're in. What's before? Is it like kindergarten?
Zygote.
Like, yeah. What is
Zygote.
Batman in the womb? Like, what precedes
Batman
this?
Placenta. That's what it's called. Batman. So how is Zero Year?
No, it's called.
I've liked it so far.
Yeah?
It's called Mr. Wayne's Sperm.
It's, you know.
Adventures in the womb.
It's different. It's different enough and adding enough to the already established, like, Year One origin stuff that I like it.
All right.
Before you move on to trades.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
You didn't mention Infinity One, so that I'm getting. Uh-huh. Saga 13. Saga's finally back this week.
Oh.
So I'm pretty excited for that. That
new
book
trade must be coming.
Epic, yep. Justice League of America, number 7, is out this week. That's been really, really good. I've been enjoying that. And I think at that point, that might be it for me. I'm trying to just see real quick if there's anything else. No, I think that's it.
I got a Race to the Ovum.
There you go.
That one.
Night of the Ovulation.
It comes out once a month.
Court of Ovulation.
Yeah. That sounds like it could get messy.
No, because of the masks.
I know what I'm saying.
funny. In other books, trades in particular, we have BPRD Hell on Earth, Volume Number 6, The Return of the Master. If you have not been reading the BPRD book, this is the Hellboy universe, the group that Hellboy belongs to. They explore the paranormal and so on and so forth. The Hell on Earth series has been really fantastic. Little Gray Matter for you, OG and Scapegoat. After escaping a bloody massacre in BPRD Hell on Earth, Russia, a rogue scientist assembles a paranormal cult bent on world destruction, because that's pretty much the plot of all of them, minus the Russian. Can an elite task force hunt down the mad Russian stronghold, prevent the Nazis, first seen in Hellboy Seed of Destruction, from resurrecting Rasputin, or will monsters overwhelm a world already teetering on the edge of apocalypse? So, great stuff. You should definitely check it out. Written by Mike Mignola, art by John Arcudi, because Mignola doesn't really do a lot of art anymore. He's special. Actually, John Arcudi, I meant Tyler Crook is the artist. John Arcudi is Mike Mignola's writing partner. That would be my bad.
All right.
Couple other books to check out this week. I don't know really which one of these to go first.
I would go with that God. One first.
This one?
All right.
You want to close
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll go with this one first. In the cutesy file of Star Wars, I got How to Speak Droid with R2-D2, a communication manual.
Okay.
So this is one of those cutesy kind of books that OG will read to his son, because literally the pages are like an eighth of an inch thick.
Nice. That's perfect.
Because they're wicked thick. And inside there's some cute drawings, and literally it tells you how to speak droid. There's an opening. The messenger or the chap.
Who did the yes. artwork for that book?
Office Tech. The artwork? Irma Droid illustrations by JAK Lil E.
Okay.
Jake? Is it a little kid? I don't know.
I kind of like him, though.
I know. It's kind of cool, right? And it goes through a whole bunch of different ways that droids talk and communicate. And then it has a little R2-D2 sound maker in the corner. I'm on the mic, sir.
Okay.
Relax. And which makes a whole bunch of R2-D2 sounds, which I will sample for you right now.
That's the same one.
I know.
This is fascinating.
In any event,
you don't need to buy it.
If you are a fan of Star Wars and or you have little children, you should definitely check out How to Speak Droid with R2-D2. It's a cute little kid's book. It's like $16.95.
I'm about it.
It's got all the sound in it. You know, it's one of those things. You go to any page and then it tells you, you know, you hit this button. You know, at home helper, number 4.
So,
see?
So I'm gonna read, if you don't mind. We're gonna talk about this.
Are we gonna move on to that one now?
We are. Yeah.
Go on.
I am going to read the first paragraph of this lovely book that we actually found by accident, but looks amazing. From the preface, if you will. The Bible may be the single most important book in human history. It has inspired no fewer than 3 of the world's major religions, 4, if you count Mormons. People look to the Bible for guidance on everything from bombing another country to entering the cheese competition at the county fair. But it's my guess that of more than a billion people who claim to live according to the teachings of the Bible, not too many of them know what the Bible actually says. They, like me, prior to writing this book, probably only know the tiny morsel of the Bible that was spoon-fed to them in Sunday school. The rest of the Bible remains a sort of religious hot dog. Something they eat on faith without having the first clue of what's actually in it. And with that begins a hilarious book, pretty much summarizing the Bible. It is called God is Disappointed in You, and is written by Mark Russell, who I have never heard of. Do you know who this person is?
It sounds like it should be a Dave Barry type book.
You actually have lovely illustrations from someone, if you read The New Yorker, you may recognize.
Shannon Wheeler.
Right. So really funny, and it summarizes...
And
the Bible.
Where did you find this book now?
Retailer X's establishment.
Oh, okay.
On sale because it's produced by Top Shelf.
Oh, okay.
And it's full of Shannon Wheeler's cartoons.
Yeah, nice.
So the reason, I mean, another reason, if you will, to check it out is because the Shannon Wheeler cartoons are really hysterical.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact that they're reducing the Bible down to these great, sort of, I am more apt to read this Bible than the actual Bible.
That's the Daily Show version of the Bible.
That's exactly what it is.
I will seriously read this. I will read this from cover to cover.
That's a good shitter book.
Yeah, but...
totally.
No, but no joke. Like the Bible? No, sorry. But no joke. It's really funny. Book. It even looks a little bit like a Bible. It's got the foil, you know, on the pages. It has a little red book.
It's like faux leather.
Yeah.
What would you call it? It's not embossed. It's like... You know, the silver lettering and the leaf.
It's really, it looks like you could find it in a hotel nightstand.
Nice.
Totally.
I don't know. It's funny. It's awesome. Pick it up. Check it out.
Scapegoat would know.
That was the book
Bible
that they were actually looking for in Book of Eli. Looking for that.
There you go.
But Denzel memorized the other one.
Oops. All right, let's move forward with the show.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product. I did it again.
Yeah, that's right.
Not really looking.
Right. Not at all.
Not
but it's okay.
Really looking.
It's okay.
You know, you can just, you can.
I know. It's just easier to do it the other way. Sorry. But, you know, whatever. It's all good.
Sorry.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of issues with it, but let's say what it is.
I actually really like it, with a few exceptions.
It's fucking humongous.
It is fucking humongous.
This is from Jack's Pacific.
How they got this license is confusing
because
to me.
No one else wanted it, I imagine.
31-inch.
31-inch, 79-centimeter.
Right.
Giant-sized Darth Vader.
Now, does he actually have the cloak? Is it just kind of tucked into the package?
No, it's there.
Oh, okay.
No, it's there. Real cloth cloak is one of the selling points.
Right, absolutely.
31 inches, another selling point.
Sure. I kind of
feel
like I need it.
We've all been there.
For sure.
Count them, 7 points of articulation.
You know what? When you start getting to that scale, you don't need more than really 4.
Thighs, wrists,
shoulders,
neck.
Yeah, that's fine.
Lightsaber permanently fixed onto the hilt. Permanently fixed onto the blade, onto the belt.
All right, I have mixed feelings about this.
I do. I really think it should have come with a saber.
Although, admittedly, if I had to display that saber in hand, I would really need to dig a hole in my wall and set it back. Because if you were going to make the saber in scale with that figure, how long would the saber be?
Well, it would be pretty long, but it would be pretty... freaking cool.
No, I think it might
too big.
Almost be obnoxious.
might
almost
have 31 inch Darth Vader not obnoxious enough, but with saber fucking
I think
obnoxious.
If it were removable, that'd be awesome.
That's what I mean. Right. Yeah, it would have to be.
So at least they could have made the saber hilt removable, just no blade even. I would have been okay with that, so you could have just kind of posed it in his hand or something. But
the red LED.
Yeah.
I got a couple of problems also with it. Right. If we can move on.
Is the fact that it's too clean? Is that
No, that I like actually.
That silver is too silver.
Well, a little bit.
It's
a little bit.
It is glaringly.
He just
I
went
could
to
style my beard.
He
in ju- it.
He just got a wash.
That's it. Just had the helmet buffed out.
Yeah, he got a little scrubbing.
Space wash.
Shoulder pads buffed.
Yeah.
Couple of problems. No, one of the problems I do not have is the price.
Right. What is it?
$30.
Yeah, not bad at all.
It's ridiculous. Totally it's three figures.
Considering
it's
a
almost
Star Wars,
a dollar per inch.
Considering a Star Wars black figure is $20.
Wait, no, it's almost $10 per inch, isn't it? No.
No.
Dollar per inch. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Stupid math.
Considering a Star Wars black figure
is
$20.
A 6-inch figure.
Right, a 6-inch figure.
Yeah, I was going with the 3 3/4, which are still about $10 a piece. The black series, not the shit series. So for three of those figures, Jax has managed to produce a 31-inch Darth Vader figure with more to come, by the way. What are you doing there? He's got the little chain around his neck.
Yeah, I'll get that in a second. Yeah, actually, if you want to see the more to come, go to our website and go to the Jack specific post from San Diego because they had a bunch of them on display.
Stormtroopers and some other things.
I think it was a scout trooper, actually.
Oh, is that what it was?
So tell me about your issues with it.
Well, the cloak material is wicked thin and cheap, but it would almost have to be to go with this toy.
Right. I mean, it's a bit transparent.
Yeah.
Which was his problem. You know, I don't think I ever noticed it before. Maybe it's because of the sheer scale. But with the chain, it really does look like Vader in the hood.
It does.
Right? Like it should be. It's like Vader MC.
Wow, that's terrible.
Oh, come on. It's only missing like a cross, diamond like encrusted a giant cross. D.
Yeah.
Like a diamond encrusted D.
That's all.
Is it someone somewhere has to have rapped like Darth Vader, right?
I'm sure.
I wish that we had that song.
Okay. Next, my next problem with it, his enormous codpiece.
Like, well, when you're 31 inches,
but is that just is that scaled accurately?
I don't think it doesn't look right.
That didn't bother me.
It looks
maybe
like he's on a roller coaster
staring at his crotch. But
it's there. I mean, I'm reviewing the whole thing
clearly.
So,
I think Vader needs to seek his doctor's opinion
for more than 3 hours.
Three hours.
Jesus.
So that was a problem.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
It's
hard to hate 31-inch Darth Vader for $30.
I actually really want one. I'm not going to lie. I want
to
add one to my collection.
You
yeah, I want to add one to my collection. It's just a matter of time. But
where the hell you're going to fit him in that?
I'll figure it out. Right underneath.
Sitting.
There's an open on the bottom part.
Yeah,
on
sure.
the floor.
just lay there.
It's no, I like
you know,
it. I really do like it.
Do we talk about? Apparently, they're releasing a graphic novel called The Star. Not a graphic novel,
yes.
The miniseries.
We did talk about that, and actually, the trailer for it is up on our site
That's
too.
That's what came out right.
This is the Star Wars was the based on the original draft.
Yeah,
Han Solo was a lizard.
Yeah.
It's General Skywalker and Anakin Starkiller.
Yeah, something
are the other characters.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. That's
the
cool.
art looks cool.
It
really
looks
cool.
Yeah. Oh,
it's based
on,
this just reminded me. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yes, back to the figure. One of the other things I like about this, and this is sort of relevant to me, is that because it is so ginormous and there are no real removable parts, I like that the age appropriateness of this is 3+. Because my kid could wrestle that thing.
Yeah, that's
totally
true. That's almost as tall as your kid.
It might be taller than
maybe
my kid.
Maybe that's why the lightsaber isn't removable, so it's not swallowable.
Maybe. It could be. I like it. I don't want to knock it too much because I do like it. And kudos to Jax.
He's got the right hand is a fist.
Yeah.
And the left hand is the force choke, more or less.
I think the only thing I would do to this, if I have it or when I get it, I may try to sully the silver a bit.
Yeah?
It's glaring.
I know.
It really is. Looks like he just came out of a car wash. Someone just detailed Darth Vader. Yeah, it's... But it's a great piece. I do like it.
Let's say also he's hollow plastic, so
yeah, he's nice and lightweight.
Yeah, it keeps it nice and cheap. That's why they're able to do this, I think.
I would be afraid that saber would break off that.
No,
belt.
No, it's pretty secure.
Is it pretty secure?
Yeah, you can't wiggle it off or anything. Yeah. I wondered if it was
removable. Yeah.
But then I noticed there would be no hand.
Right.
For it because it's fist or choke. So.
Yep.
I like it.
You know, fist or choke, scapegoat.
I get it. I get it.
Girl tied up in your basement.
That's what you get.
Whoa, that's not funny.
If you spend over $1,000. No.
You are way too early.
That was, hey. Consult your doctor over there.
All right. So 31-inch Darth Vader with more to come from Jack Specific. It's a great piece. I'm excited to see Jax put out a product I'm actually interested in again. And
wow.
It's been a while. Ever since they lost like the wrestling license and a
WWE
couple other things.
And Yu Yu Hakusho when they lost that license.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
No, but they even when they had the Universal Monsters license, there was some cool stuff that came out of
month.
That line. The
yeah,
Dragon Ball Z license was okay.
That month.
But anyway. So kudos to Jack Specific.
Word. They had the Rocky license.
They did have the Rocky
now
license.
Now NECA has
maybe they'll get it for the new new movie.
Creed.
No, that will go to NECA. If they're going to do it, it will go to NECA.
And it will come with wafers.
The chocolate one. So really awesome. OG, did you have any other product this week?
Actually, I did want to mention one other thing real quick. This is a release coming from October Toys. Actually, tomorrow.
I thought it was that pen.
No. The next two colorways of the Baby Deadbeat are coming tomorrow.
Oh.
It's a Sergeant Green. It's like an Army Green. And the other one is... Oh, I forget the name of the other one, but it's a weird. The other one's
teal.
Multicolored. It's kind of cool looking.
Fuchsia.
No, actually,
Rainbow.
Those have been done already.
Rainbow.
Fuchsia was kind of the AP color.
Sherbert.
And teal was kind of the San Diego color.
Sand.
No, not the sand.
Chartreuse.
Chartreuse. They haven't done chartreuse.
Ah, there you go.
Puce. They haven't done puce.
Puce.
Pewter.
But so check those out tomorrow. Go over to octobertoys.com. I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern. Is that really? Or maybe 1 p.m. Pacific. I'm sorry. for that release. So and they're $2 also, a piece, so how can you...
Couple other, what, 4 Eastern?
Yes.
I want to add a couple other things. If you are all a fan of He-Man and Masters of the Universe,
yes,
you should go to Matty Collector.
Yes.
And you should become get that subscription.
Because otherwise they're going to...
Because they might go under.
It's threatened again.
Yeah, it's threatened again. And the DC Universe one also as well. They do some great figures in that collection. Those of you that don't know, MattyCollector.com is where you want to go. Matty Collector is Mattel making figures for fans and collectors that they don't put out in mass release. This has been going on for a few years now. A lot of Masters of the Universe figures came this way.
And you're not just supporting Mattel with this endeavor.
No.
You're supporting the Four Horsemen
as well.
That's
really who I'm supporting here. Yeah,
absolutely.
The Four Horsemen, our friends of this program, of course, are intimately involved in these lines because they make them.
Right.
And, you know, they have really done some absolutely stellar stuff over there in the last few years for Mattel. Not for Mattel. For Masters of the Universe, because it's all Mattel. For DC Universe, the DC Universe subscription that you can get is also awesome. They now have Ghostbusters. Did you hear about this, OG? Ecto-1 for your figures?
Yeah, I know. Coming soon.
I think you got to pre-order it like this week.
I get it.
I'm just saying.
I get it.
Just saying. You can't have a collection.
I think I'm only missing one from the figure collection.
You can't have a collection.
I'm missing the Rookie figure.
The Rookie?
Yeah, they put out a figure of the Rookie. He was from the game, but it's in scale with the other Ghostbusters.
I don't even know who the Rookie is.
It was from the game.
It was
from the PS3.
Oh, well, who cares? No one cares.
I know, but
Ecto-1, though.
Ecto-1,
that's
I know.
That's a must-have. And they also put out the goggles that, what's his name, Aykroyd is wearing in the first movie. The one that set on his head.
They put out the PKE meter.
There's a lot of great stuff over at MattyCollector.com. You really should go over there and really take a good long look at the subscriptions for Masters of the Universe and for DC. I think it's called DC Infinity Collection or something like that. They did the last two. They just finished, actually. The order will go in this week.
For the Metal Men?
For Metal Men.
Nice.
Platinum and Tin, I think.
Yeah,
not
okay.
Platinum.
Lead.
Platinum? No, it's Platinum and Tin. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the girls' Platinum and Tin.
It is.
All right, there it is.
Platinum and Tin are the last two of the Metal Men. So all the Metal Men in 6-inch. It's one of the few DC things that I've collected, so I'm
Doom
really
Patrol
excited
next?
About it. I don't know that they're... Well, I think you could monkey together most of Doom... I think they've done most of Doom
Patrol.
Oh,
have they done them?
They didn't do, like, a big, like, a giant girl one, and they didn't do, like, the Professor. I mean, that's kind of it.
Marion. All right, so let's move past...
Marion.
Let's move past them.
Yes.
Important, but we have other things to discuss.
Yes.
Let's go on to ThinkGeek.
Right! ThinkGeek.com sponsoring your $2.99 point episode, point one in this case. And to celebrate the greatness that is ThinkGeek, OG.
With all the grabbables.
Yes, with all the grabbables. That's a word I've created.
You can get arrested for that, I hear.
Grabbable?
Yeah, on the subway and stuff. Don't do that.
Not in Tokyo.
I'm just saying. I could say so many things. So the point is, ThinkGeek.com is where you want to go to check out all the
Vader,
great products.
With grabbable hand.
We are. It's true.
Sorry.
Force grabbable.
Force. Oh.
ThinkGeek.com, where you can find all sorts of fabulous products. We are always excited to bring you ThinkGeek products, and we've been doing it for quite some time now. And for the next several weeks, we're going to be bringing you a ThinkGeek product, I think a week, and we're going to be giving a bunch of them away as well. And the first one we're excited to give away this week for our point one episode 299.1. OG, make the fabulous announcement.
This is the Tactical Barbecue Apron.
That is correct, sir.
Retailing at a lovely price of $34.99.
Plus shipping and handling and tax.
Yeah. Now say what it is. Now, look, it's an apron.
Right.
Right.
It looks like a tactical vest.
That looks like a tactical vest.
And instead of SWAT,
right,
it says Chef.
Chef. Uh-huh.
And it's got a bunch of pouches.
Yep, pouches and little areas for you to hang.
This
your
reminds me of
barbecue.
What Batman would wear
if he were grilling
at his July 4th barbecue.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
Right?
Lots of loops and hooks and things that you can snap your tools onto when you're barbecuing.
Carry your mace.
Absolutely. We are still in barbecue season, folks. We are still in the midst of it.
It is actually quite pleasant.
Well, you could store for like a barbecue. You could store like a spatula.
Yeah,
some tongs,
exactly.
You could hang stuff off. For condiments.
Yeah.
Can you like
salt,
put a
pepper.
Plate? Like, is there a fold down for like a tray?
I don't think there's a fold down.
No.
But you know what? In the pouch, you can put salt and pepper because seasoning is so important.
That's right.
It is very important.
That's what I'm saying.
Have to have good seasoning.
That's what I'm saying. And the tactical vest, it kind of goes over and it buckles around, so it's gonna fit you. Even you larger fellas,
sure,
you'll be all right. Or you ladies with bosoms, you can enjoy the tactical vest as well. OG, will you put the link up to that?
Of course I will.
I didn't actually scroll down that far to see that picture. There's literally a like a diagram
of what
all
you can
the
do
things
with it.
You can do with it.
Metal
wow.
utility clip, three small modular pouches.
It's really cool.
A medium modular pouch, a larger pouch. Velcro pouch patches. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, we, of course, in celebration of our 299.1 episode,
right.
And in association with Think Geek, we are giving this tactical battle barbecue apron away.
Lovely.
We are giving it away right here, right now. Take the third caller, OG. Oh, wait, we
bring,
take...
Bring.
No, OG, you cannot win this prize.
Damn.
However,
hi, first time caller, long time listener. I was...
Love you guys. Love the show.
So I think what we should do is you want to write us an email.
That's right.
All
right.
To geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Correct.
Please open your email
right.
with Hey Kev.
Please, because then I will eliminate all of your entries and take the winning prize.
All right,
but seriously, he will
don't
do
that.
That.
Don't open it with hey. Kev.
Automatic that is a rule in all contests. Automatic right. disqualification.
It's true. What if they said hey scapegoat?
Automatic disqualification.
Okay,
if you're sending
it
to my email,
yeah.
You should address no one or address me.
So you want to
everyone's
send...
going to address no one now.
That's fine.
Hey blank.
You want to send an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell us, I want in a paragraph.
Yes.
I want two things. A Think Geek product you have purchased
right.
and why you love it.
Uh-huh.
And a Think Geek product that you want to purchase and why you want to purchase it.
Okay.
And it cannot be the barbecue battle apron.
Tactical apron.
In the subject line, please put Think Geek.
Yes, please
Think Geek. Because we do get a lot of email.
No, you have to do Think Geek. Tactical barbecue apron,
it must
be correct.
Think Geek is sufficient.
Just Think Geek.
We're going to say the entry deadline for this is going to be August 28th, so we'll give you 2 weeks to enter.
Nice.
At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So August 28th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
That is the deadline entry.
And OG will put up ample postage on the website.
I will.
So that you can alert your friends as well. This is sort of a mini tell your friend contest, so we want you to make sure that everybody is aware. Over at Big Kez Geek Stuff, we be giving shit out.
Word.
We be giving good stuff away from ThinkGeek.com, and we're going to continue to bring you fabulous products from ThinkGeek. We have so many more to come. You'll never believe, OG, the stuff that we have to talk about from ThinkGeek. Unbelievable stuff.
I don't doubt it.
Yep.
I'm telling you. There's two things that I literally laughed for half an hour
about right.
them, and I was like, "That's the funniest thing I've ever seen." Then I opened the box, and there was another funniest thing I had ever seen.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
We'll get to all of it.
We will
in the 299 point episode.
Yeah,
because geek stuff.
Are you teasing something, OG?
Uh-oh.
That there is no point to the point episodes. That's what I'm teasing.
Sponsored by Think Geek.
Sponsored by Think Geek. Also, you know, since I hear that music playing in the background.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Another sponsor of this fine program, Superpower Collectibles.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them.
For less grabbable, but still awesome, collectibles.
Less grabbable, more stackable.
Less grabbable.
Stackable is good.
There you go.
Displayable is good.
Yes, yeah, they have statues,
no.
Toys, books. Comics.
Yeah.
Stuff for geeky goodness.
Sand.
All sorts of geeky goodness.
Yes.
They have a myriad of that stuff.
A myriad.
Oh, jeez.
A veritable cornucopia.
I'm done.
So don't forget to check out superpowercollectibles.com. And of course, there is a coupon code.
There is.
It is Big Kev.
It is, in fact, Big Kev. And this will get you...
Scapegoat?
It will get you some deals, which you're going to tell us about right now.
I knew it. I knew he wasn't prepared.
No, come on.
Come on, scapegoat. Work your way through.
Why are we going to do this?
It will get you $10 off.
No, OG. Let him do it.
Okay, $10 off any order of $50 or more.
That's right.
About 20% value.
That's correct.
It will get you free shipping.
Right.
On orders over
$99
or more.
Items.
I was going to say $100. Yeah. On most items, so don't ship something that's, you know.
So if you order sand. Play sand.
Right. don't order that.
Not free.
And an order of $1,000 or more, you can see me.
That's right.
In dim lighting with candles.
There you go.
In and a restaurant of your choice.
Decent, and probably decent food, too, because... Because Scapegoat doesn't eat like shit.
And
so.
You know
no,
what?
I like good food.
If we work it out, we're going to do a little cross-promotion. He'll be only wearing the barbecue tax from Think Geek.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
ooh, crossover.
I like it. This is our infinity event.
Absolutely, you must check out
SuperPowerCollectibles.com
for awesome. All your gooky goodness.
No, that's entirely different.
Gurky,
that is
goofness.
Different. We already had the Asian Oriental discussion
earlier. Girfness.
Geeky goodness.
Geeky goodness.
Pick it up.
Thank
there.
You.
Of
Thank
course,
you.
While we're talking about sponsors and things that help the show, don't forget, of course, to use our Amazon.com affiliate
yes,
link.
Please.
Thank you to the people who continue to use that. It is awesome and it does help us out. Of course, also, perhaps you'd like to participate in an episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Did we get any calls?
By leaving. Well, we did, but we're saving them for actual 300.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
By leaving us a voicemail over at the GVM line.
Which is 425-920-6050. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was
going to say, hear yourself on a future episode. We are still collecting the best.
That's right.
For real episode 300, which will be coming to you sometime in the next decade. It'll be great. But we really want to hear from you, all the questions and the cool stuff you have to say.
Any well wishings for episode 300? We're still taking those.
Right. Yeah, for a while.
Would you guys please just do 300 already?
Yeah.
Enough with the bit.
We'll cut them all together.
Hey, don't blame us.
But
right. Blame ThinkGeek.com. ThinkGeek.com for grabbables,
that's
gadgets,
right.
Goodness.
Kitchenware.
Oh, that one. Kitchenware doesn't start with a G.
Don't forget to check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com where we have a lot of news and topics and discussion.
Dude,
it's a really good one-stop shop, honestly.
Yeah,
there are news?
Yeah.
There are news?
There might be.
Whoa.
Apron.
That's true. They asked us to pull them, though.
They did. See, we got to cease and please stop.
Yeah.
Please cease and desist.
A lot of topics and a lot of stories that we may not have time to cover on the show.
Right.
Over at geekstuff.com. Big Kev's geekstuff.com. Yeah. We still haven't secured geekstuff.com.
Yeah.
But we're working on it.
Soon we'll be able to take his name off the show.
Yeah. Also, don't forget to check
conspiracy.
Us out. check us out online at Twitter at GeekStuffOG, at BKGeekStuff, and
ScapegoatGS,
right?
Where I've been tweeting more frequently than usual.
There you go.
But we'll tweet even more frequently than usual. So you guys still have time to get me to 100 followers, and I will tweet more. I know.
Of course, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is BKGeekStuff, and I'm encouraging you to not use our built-in player on the website to listen to the show.
Yeah, please
use
don't.
Use some other inherent player. It's there in case.
We are going to solve that for 300.
Yeah, the solving it is just to use a different player. Or,
right.
Or have people
honestly,
just...
the one that we like best, we used a couple episodes ago, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But it is, am I allowed to say that? Can I break that fourth wall?
You can break
it's
that
expensive.
Fourth wall. It's expensive.
It's really expensive to use. It's like $120 a year.
Right, and we have other financial priorities.
Oh,
right?
Don't tease the Begathon yet there,
so,
Scapegoat.
I mean, it's great. It sounds great. You can comment throughout the episode. You can get it on every platform. It's awesome, but it's a little out there. So use the podcast app. Use a podcast app for your Android phone.
Use
follow the
YouTube,
RSS feed.
Or just click on the button. Every computer, almost every computer will have some sort of player that will pop up, and the quality will be better than what we have.
Absolutely. So if you're wondering why does the show sound like it was recorded on AM radio, it's not. It's the player.
Yeah, it's PodTrack. So,
we'll
and,
solve it. Not a friend of the show.
Not a friend of the show. And I think...
Enemy of the show.
I think that might be it for this week's episode.
Enemy of the show, just like the one that follows us on More Like Radio.
New nights, by the way.
Oh.
New. We have a new night. We are now on Friday night.
Yeah.
In order to be a little bit closer to the actual show release. And our More Like Radio numbers are great. And we got some feedback from those listeners. So thank you for the people checking
us
out.
Cool, definitely.
Be sure to check out the other shows over at More Like Radio. They have really some decent
except that one. that follows us because they are our enemies.
Aren't they off the air?
The ones that follow us no longer follow us, and I don't know who follows
us.
It's
because we're so good.
That one who's... Hey, listen.
They gave up.
Hey, listen. Show that's following us, that's coming into that slot, you will see what happened to the last show, my friend. You're next.
We mostly
up after
love
this.
The shows
Radio War.
On More Like Radio, unless Royce is involved.
Wow.
Isn't that like 99%?
That's hurtful.
No, I'm just kidding. Royce, you know I love you.
I don't think he knows that now.
He does.
Listen, I talk to Royce quite often. He knows I love him.
All right.
So there it is. That's going to wrap up the episode.
Okay. And with that, OG, we will say good night. On this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 299.1, by saying, good night, Eileen Brennan, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Good night, Eileen Brennan, wherever you are.